said in Proverbs, hang with the wise and you will become wise. Hang with the fool and you will be a fool. And foolish people will get you killed. Amen. Foolish people will fool you to go rob the liquor store. Ye are of your father, the devil. Now, he's not telling you guys because all y'all are saved. Amen. Amen. But how many know saved folk run with the devil? I heard one minute and well here again. You guys saved over here, man. I lay hands on y'all. I said, how many know that Christians sometimes run with the devil? Amen. Well, with his folks. He was a liar and a murderer from the beginning. Well, I don't think I should be running with a liar either. Because if he lie on other people, he is going to lie on you. He's going to lie to you. Well, now, Jesus is explaining something here that we ought to be aware of and understand. He said he has always hated the truth. Always hated the truth. Because there is no truth in him. When he lies, it is constant and continuously. He's consistent with his lying. He is natural in his lying. You cannot believe a liar. Y'all want to talk this morning, you want to go on someplace else, because y'all don't want to hear this, do you? Because I'm talking about your used to be daddy. You know your daddy now. You know he used to be your daddy. He was my daddy, too. And whatever my daddy telling me to do, I did. I was just like my daddy. I was a liar, thief, killer, all of the above. Yeah. Well, see, it's something we don't have, because some people want people to think they've been saved all their lives. Walk around their head and nose up in the air. And ain't going nowhere. Because they don't know how to get there. Y'all didn't know how to rap it, did you? Come on. Come on. Huh? He said, ye are of your father, the devil. That tells us plain as can get that there are two streams of life on planet Earth, those that are the father of God and those that are the father of the devil. So the question is, whose son are you? What's your father's name? What's your father's name? Well, let's back up a little bit here and talk about a father. The definition of a father is the male figure in the house that has bare children. That's everybody that's a husband is not a father. Amen? So a father is usually considered the male figure in the house that is the father of the children. I know a lot of guys that have children, though, but they're not fathers. Because they don't do that duty. How you know? Because I hear a lady saying, man, got my baby daddy ain't bought that money to the house. The baby ain't got no shoes, no milk. Somebody say amen again. Well, maybe there are those in here that can relate to that definition. I can. I think I told my story before, but I need to tell it again. I was born in Pike Road, Alabama. Pike Road is behind the country. You know what I mean? Yeah. Way behind the country. Amen. At the age of 6 months, my mother gave me away to my aunt, which means I really didn't know my mother, and I didn't know who my father was. I still don't know who he is, even though I know now he didn't pass away. I doubt some other people can relate to that. Don't be looking at me like that, like you know who your dad is. Uh-huh. I was raised by my grandparent, who was very strict. My grandmother, that is, because my grandfather was a wimp. Whatever my grandmother would say, my grandfather would hop to it. He never resists, because he know resistance was futile. Amen? There were some gentlemen that claimed me to be their son, but I don't think two or three fellas could be my father. One of them might have been, I don't know. But I'm saying that to say, just because I didn't have a father, that got nothing to do with me. Amen. That's because you didn't have a father. Amen. That got nothing to do with you. Amen. Well, I'm unsuccessful. I'm a failure because I didn't have a father figure in the house. My grandmother was the father figure, the man figure. My grandmother was a bad lady, boy. When my grandmother, listen, when my grandmother spoke, the roaches ran. That was a bad lady. That's my grandmother. But she raised us, huh? We came home one day. My grandmother had put a rope around my brother's neck and threw it across the rafters and it hanged that boy. How many know we was never bad again? There wasn't a father figure in the house, but you need every boy, every girl need a father figure in the house. Society even knows that. Society says this, a male figure without a child, without a male figure in the house, tend to become a statistic. Troublemakers out of control, completely out of control. Drug abusers, criminals, and so forth. But I beg to differ from that. Amen. Nance Arthur made sure that I grew up to be whatever I am, because there was no spirit of back talking us. If we gave her back talk, we got a back hand. Come on. If we gave her back talk, we got a back hand. You obey her, you got the fist, either one. Mama Nancy did not play. Amen. And my understanding of fatherhood did not materialize until I got saved. It was a mystery. I didn't know how to relate as a father, even as a father. I didn't know how to relate to my own children as a father because I didn't have an example. I didn't have a pattern to follow. Woo, Pastor Arthur, you're putting yourself in the wind. So what? We have a lot of single mothers in the church here. And there are a lot of single mothers in the world. As a matter of fact, over 85% of all women are single mothers. And you need to hear this. You need to understand. You need to teach your child. Just because there's not a man in the house, there can be a man in their life. Jesus can be in their life, and Jesus will teach them how to be a man. Amen. I was 44 years old before I got saved, so therefore I didn't know how to be a man. But when I got saved, God taught me how to be a man. Amen. God taught me the job, the responsibilities of a father, because I was crazy, doing all kind of unethical things, and thought it was good. Why? Because I didn't know any better. I didn't have a father. But then I learned that it wasn't about mankind. Huh? It's about God. That's why Jesus said, when you pray, say what? Our Father. I have a father. But when I learned that I had a father, man, I was ecstatic. I do have a father. And I can talk to my father whenever I want to talk to my father. And I don't have to be afraid. He's going to tell what I tell him. Amen. When I get those evil thoughts in my mind, when I want to do something stupid, I talk to Daddy. And when I get to the point where I feel like I can't help myself, I have to talk to him loud, Daddy. You better come on here. Because I feel I'm about to lose control. Y'all feel that way? Amen. Nah, you guys good. Y'all. About to lose control. How many know he'll save you? Yeah. How many know even when you don't want to be saved? Even when you want to do it anyway. You're praying over here, God help me. And over here, baby, I love you. Like no other man can. You guys just looking at me like you ain't never been through that. You know, y'all lying. Help him, God. Help him. So, David, you knew about that, right? Amen. But God is good, see? I said, God is good. Jesus said to those people, you do the deeds of your father. Here on earth, how many know that there are sometimes earthly fathers produce, earthly fathers introduce their sons to sex? Say, boy, you're not a boy until you'd have been involved in sex. Can I keep it real today? Thank you. And teach boys that men don't cry. That's why they grow up full of stress and crazy and forget who they are. Want to be something else other than what God made them to be. Because men doesn't cry. So I can be something else, I'll cry. Oh, this is all right. Young man, y'all listen. Yeah. You listen. You better listen, young man. Amen. That is. He said, if God were your father, you would love the brethren. That means if you're not loving the brethren, you better check your status. You might not be saved. You might just confess something and didn't mean it. How many know sometimes people just confess things to get you off their back? Amen. Boy, we're going to keep it real today. Sister Tina already cooked. That means I have to go home and cook. I just eat here and go on to the house and don't worry about y'all. Huh? Now and later. Y'all hear that? Amen. Come on. But you have to keep it real, though, don't you? When you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust, desire, the craving, the long for of your father ye will do. In other words, he said, if you are the child of God, you're going to do what God wants you to do. Amen. But if you're the child of the devil, you're going to do what the devil wants you to do. Amen. Well, then you can tell who I'm working for by what I do. Amen. How many of you Christians work for the devil now and then? Y'all don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. Do not raise your hand. Let me raise mine, though, see? Because I can tell the truth. Sometimes the devil want to employ me for... What does it mean? Is your part-time job. Temporary. That's how I about a temporary job. I'm working for the devil, temporal. This ain't no permanent thing. I'm just waiting for time to pass. Then I'm going to quit this job. And tell him to shove it, you know. Amen. Oh, Pastor, you sure getting lunch this morning. I know that. Eddie, how you doing, sir? Good. Eddie, you need to hear this. I need to hear it, too. I'm really talking to myself, Sister T. Mm-hmm. He said, ye are of your father, the devil. And the things that your father does, that's what you do. So then you look at the individual, and you don't have to talk about them. You don't have to guess nothing. Just watch their actions. If every time you see them, they're coming out of the package, store, something wrong with that. Mm-hmm. If they always bumming cigarettes because they don't smoke, something wrong with that picture. Mm-hmm. But what did Jesus say? Jesus said, when you pray, say, Our Father. Now, if you are a child of the living God, his desire for you is to do good. Amen. The devil want to do what? Steal your life, kill you, steal your joy, destroy your relationship. How do you know it's the devil that destroyed the relationship between man and woman? Amen. He didn't want to mess up Eve and Adam, right? Adam and Eve. He came in, hey, he really didn't mean that. And he comes in today and does the same thing. Oh, you ain't got to stay with him. Go with him. So we know that two spirits of fathers on earth, right? Now, God have set forth in the Bible the pattern that we as men should follow to understand fatherhood. Amen. To understand how to be a daddy. Yeah. Jesus acknowledged a couple of things in the Word that set us in a position to learn how and what a father should be like. Those of us that never had a physical father. And when I learned this, I'm telling you, this is what changed my whole status in life. I used to be worried. I used to be concerned because I didn't know who my father was and all that stuff. But I really was just saying what I heard other people say. I didn't know no different. All right. If you never had cake, how you gonna tell when you ain't got no cake? Come on. But once I began to read the Word of God and heard Jesus and watched what Jesus said and how Jesus did things, and I knew then Jesus' father was my father. And whatever Jesus received from his daddy, I could also, because he is my father. Then I watched Jesus as a pattern. Okay, Jesus, what do you do? How do you do that? Two things. The first thing Jesus spoke about was sharing and depositing of information. Go to, we're still in John? Okay, go back to verse 25. John 25. Are we there? The Bible said in 21st verse, then said they unto him, who art thou?